Now we enter the weird and wonderful world of the late, great Roald Dahl. Even though he wrote plenty of scary stories for adults, such as Tales of the Unexpected, the late Roald Dahl is best remembered as a children's writer. Dahl's children's stories have sold over 30 million copies in Great Britain alone. Stories like James and the Giant Peach or The Witches are read by children the world over. Roald Dahl, who died in 1990, wrote his most successful books in a shed at the bottom of the garden of his house in Great Missenden, a little town in the rolling Chiltern Hills. Today, that house is privately owned and is not open to the public. But you can visit the new Roald Dahl Museum and Story Centre, which is nearby. Speak Up went there and met Amanda Conkey, who looks after Dahl's literary estate. She knew Dahl well, and so we asked her what he was like.
There was something very childlike about him. His sense of humour was very childish. He loved a good joke. He loved practical jokes. He had a great sense of right and wrong. So if somebody was bad, the world should know they were bad. He had a great sense of fairness. And, of course, children are very, very acutely aware of fairness. You know, it's not fair is a child's great lament. And sometimes grown-ups learn that life isn't fair. But Roald Dahl never accepted that life shouldn't be fair. He thought life should be fair. And that comes out in his book. So the goodies get their comeuppance. Sorry, the baddies get their comeuppance and the goodies triumph. And the horrible children, something horrible happens to them. And the good children, something nice happens to them. And so there's a quite sort of moral universe that he occupies, but because he's so funny and rude, that's what children love.
Roald Dahl once said, "Children know I'm on their side." When Roald was just 3 years old, his father and one of his sisters died. Maybe this is why there is a lot of tragedy and cruelty in Dahl's books. The first room of the Roald Dahl Museum, telling the story of the author's childhood, is entered through doors made from artificial chocolate. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which was first published in 1964, is probably Dahl's most famous book. The story of Little Charlie Bucket has the feel of a Charles Dickens novel about it. His large family live crammed into a shabby wooden cabin. Every day, they have only cabbage soup and potatoes to eat. Little Charlie dreams of chocolate, and every day on his way to school, he has to walk past the biggest chocolate factory on earth. Roald Dahl had a sweet tooth himself and loved Kit Kat chocolate bars and Smarties. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory might be the best known of Dahl's books, but his own personal favourite was a different story, and one that Amanda Conkey also likes best.
My favourite story is the BFG, which is the story of the big friendly giant who himself is lonely because he's the only good giant in the world of bad giants, and he rescues Sophie, who is an orphan, and they become great friends and they plot to bring down all the bad giants. But it's very funny. It's got the most fantastic use of language. He was very creative with his use of language. He must be a translator's nightmare because there are so many made-up words in his books. Like the BFG's language, the BFG didn't say children, he said chidlers. He didn't say wonderful, he says wondercrump. And all those words need translating to reflect that they're funny. And I don't know how they do it.
Roald Dahl, who was 6'6", or nearly 2 metres tall, was a bit of a big friendly giant himself. His books have been translated into over 40 languages. As a child, Roald Dahl spoke Norwegian at home, so he came to the English language and culture as an outsider. In the 1930s, his English teacher said Roald was a muddler who could not express his thoughts in an orderly way. 70 years later, in a 2000 survey, children and adults voted Roald Dahl the most popular children's author in Britain.